What can I say? I finally cracked and bought a curved-based tamper to accompany my flat tamper. And it arrived today in the post. I had some coffees to prepare and I didn't want to use it because people were needing their coffee fix quick before going to work. Produced some great coffees for them using my, well, truly tried and trusted friend, the flat tamper. Produced some good coffees. But now I'm trying for myself. And I want to see how even I can temp with this, what the difference is. And so I used my double-spouted portafilter, two little dinky cups, a red one and an orange one, to let the coffee pour into to see whether my temping is even and good and how the bean actually behaves. But I didn't have many fresh beans left. In fact, I had none left. So I had to resort to some beans that were sitting in my cupboard for quite some time. And I thought, I'll use them to try. But I tell you what, it's not a brilliant idea. Because old beans just behave very, very differently to fresh beans. They're not as thick, they're not as rich, they're not as nectar-like. They just lose a lot of their quality. And a lot of the gases just continue to escape those little beans, although I had them in airtight and sealed bags. Nevertheless, too many months have gone by. Sadly, a couple of months have gone by. And I didn't do it justice. But having said that, at least my tamping was even because both cups had the same amount of coffee in them. But the extraction was fast. It just ran out. And in fact, I was faced with a coffee, or let's say two espressi, that looked as if they were just being pulled by a Starbucks employee. Thin, horrible, no crema. If anything, just a white, very, very pale, I mean, it is almost white, but pale, pale, pale yellow, thin layer of, well, you can't really call it crema. No Guinness effect, no nothing. It just ran out of the machine. So sadly, although I wanted to practice, it doesn't pay off if you practice with old beans. And I tell you what, I wasn't even tempted to put my lips to that. It was all about practicing my temping. But I think, you know, this temper is actually beautiful. And I do like the shape of it. And I could see that the center is a bit deeper and the outside is a bit kind of, well, the edges go up a little more. And what that's supposed to do is draw into the center. I think it's a good purchase. I need to go out and get some good fresh beans to put that temper truly to the test.